The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Whew, feels good to be back in here. Know that we have left y'all hanging for a couple weeks.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Brother man needed a little break, man. I needed a vacay. So me and a pretty little lady hopped on the first thing smoking. Got out of town for a little bit.
All right.
But we're back here to catch you up on the shenanigans and the foolishness. But as you hear, I do not do this show alone. Got my team with me today. My team consists of Mark the Doc Wiley.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do. Y'all ready to do it? Let's go.
And we have rocking with us today, Yep. And we also have with us today. Okay, let me just be real, y'all.
Just the two of us. We can make it if
it's just me and Doc today, y'all. Me and Doc are gonna hold things down while the rest of this crew gets their shit in order.
That's right.
God damn it. Hey, but you know what, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Last time we had to hold things down, man, we had some fun.
Yes, sir. Yes,
We did it with no estrogen in the room.
How man?
We cracked beers when we wanted to crack beers. We fought it. We there scratched. We picked buggers. We did all that shit that we like to do when we in our space.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with picking buggers.
So
it's a beautiful thing.
With all that being said, man, we're gonna have another great show. Hopefully the audience will concur when they hear the finished product. but other than that, it's business as usual. How was your weekend, man?
Man, my weekend was pretty good, man. I got plenty of rest. All buddy news. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, let me get ready for buddy news.
Okay.
You can't spring buddy news on me, dude.
I'm sorry, man, but you know, I didn't realize you were gonna ask me about my weekend. I should because you know that's the usual thing.
All right.
But anyway. All right. Yeah, I gave Buddy a bath, man. I gave him a bath. Then I gave him a haircut, man. So it's looking real smooth right about
Buddy,
now, though.
Shit.
Yeah. So it's looking real smooth. My wife, my daughter, they real happy. You know, they for some reason, when I give Buddy a bath and a haircut, they seem to embrace him a little more.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's always like, oh, Buddy, come here, Buddy. Other than that, it's like, Buddy.
Get down, Buddy.
Get down. Yeah, right. Go outside. Boo, can you let Buddy outside? You know, that type of stuff. You know, but when he all smooth looking and clean and everything, it's like, oh, come here, Buddy.
Hey, Doc, okay, when you give Buddy a bath, where do you usually do it?
In the downstairs bathroom.
Okay. Do you be, like, amazed, like, after you give Buddy a bath, like, the amount of dirt that actually comes off the
moon. Yo, I'm gonna tell you, as soon as you put them in the water, you could just see how the water clouds up.
Right, right. Slim, when I be giving Sacha and Sebastian baths, I be like, God damn, y'all little motherfuckers.
Right, right.
Some dirt.
But it's all good though, man. You know, I mean, and you know what? The thing about it is, buddy, when I put him in the water, he always try to act like, you know, come on, man. I think, you know, because I don't give him a bath that often. Well, I mean, you know, as often as he should. But I don't think he's used to the water, you know. But, you know, as long as he's in there, you know, he seems to calm down a little bit. You know, give me enough time to put the little shampoo on him and everything and everything. But I think this time I had the water level a little too high, you know. Because he act like he was drowning and shit. And the water wasn't that high. And the water wasn't that damn high. But, you know, but he got used to it, man. But wow. At the end of it, man, you know. And after I wash him, man, I blow dry him real good, get him real dry, man. Then I take my little clippers out. Hit him, dog. When he go upstairs, all you can hear is, oh, look at body.
Okay.
That old bullshit, you know. But other than that, man, I ain't do too much this weekend. Just took it easy, man. I tried to rest my bones, man. That's all I did.
I can dig it. It is done. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Doc. I mean, this particular weekend has just passed. Again, trying to get a little bit of R&R. You know, Mrs. tried to push me out of the house Friday night to go hang out with my boys, and I just was like, look, I ain't up for it tonight. I just kind of want to just chill and relax, whatever.
Okay.
So I did that. Saturday, you know, pretty much the same, you know. It just really didn't get into too much.
I'm glad you said that. LaShawn took Kayla to the movies. They went to see the new Power Ranger thing. I forgot to tell you about that, but that's their weekend. That wasn't mine, you know. I was just happy, you know, just
for
to
a piece
be
of pie.
Right.
Yeah, let me
it was just me and Buddy, dog.
Y'all just, sure y'all just want to see one movie?
Right. How about that? Y'all need some money?
Right.
Y'all want to get something to
it's
eat?
It's a double feature.
Yeah. How about that?
Whatever happened to double features?
Right. But yeah,
motherfuckers don't sit still long enough to sit through two movies, I guess.
Yeah. How about that, though? But they had a good time, man, you know. So, as long as I had a good time, you know, and I had a good time, me and Buddy alone.
A good time was had.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Well, like I said, I didn't do much of anything. Sunday, my new growing hobby is trap and skeet shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out Sunday and got in a couple rounds.
Okay.
Try to sharpen the skills.
Are those like little plates?
Yeah, little clay plates.
Okay.
Long shim joints.
Okay.
But you know what? I catch myself daydreaming a lot when I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I daydream about. So probably about 200 yards.
Okay.
Maybe about 300 yards.
Uh-huh.
From the point in which we're shooting.
Okay.
Be a rack of birds. And they be some big birds,
nigga,
like some hawks.
You try to shoot the birds.
I mean, they're way too far to hit with the shotguns.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just like, I wonder, do those birds actually understand
what's going on?
What the hell is going
on?
Right, like,
right.
You know, it's sort of the same way I be thinking about, like, people in the Air Force. Or the Navy when they up there in the fighter jets and like, do they actually know? Like, okay, that's the U.S. line right there. We got the international line. We can't cross this line right here.
Right.
We got to turn back.
Right.
What if them birds be on to it? Like,
oh, man.
Niggas can't hit us right here. They be flying slow, man. They be just going back and forth.
Uh-huh. You be like, damn, I should try to hit one of them before I hit the plate.
Right.
I'd be like that, too, though.
Or purposely miss the plate.
Uh-huh, man. Like, uh-huh, man. So I probably couldn't hit the plate no way. But, so you trying to tell me you hit the plate every time?
No, hell no.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Is this your first time doing that, or?
No. I've been out there. Maybe this might have been my fourth time.
Oh, okay. So what once they say pull?
No, you say pull.
Huh?
You say pull.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Right.
I ain't never been, so I'm just saying. Once you say pull.
Right.
And then you don't go, does it always go in the same pattern every time? Oh, for real?
Always different patterns. Okay, so there's a few different games. There's one, it's called Wobble. Mm-hmm. Wobble is when there's five stations. Okay. So you on the ground, then you go up one, then you go up to the top, then down on the other side, then back down to the ground. On each station, you shoot five shots.
Okay.
And you shoot them at, you shoot one, and you all take turns. There's like five people.
Okay.
So you shoot, and he shoots, whatever. Mm. Then you shoot two, and they shoot two, da da da. Then you shoot two more, blah, blah, blah. Then you switch. Everybody rotates to the right. And the person at the end rotates all the way to the left.
Oh.
So you do that. It's 25 shots total. You just keep score.
No, okay.
To play around, or like for everything involved? Because if you don't have a gun, you got to rent a gun. You got to buy a box of bullets, shells. If you don't have eyewear, you got to get eyewear. If you don't have earplugs, you got to get earplugs.
Okay. Well, just say if you come there with nothing.
If you come there absolutely nothing, money, right. It's a round is going to cost you, on the first round, it's going to cost you about $50, $47, $50.
Oh, okay.
But the next round is only going to cost you maybe $14, $15. Because you already got the gun. You just got to get the shells and you got to get your ticket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. But all together, like, you know, because like I have my goggles, I got my earplugs and stuff like that. So it runs me like around 20-something.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then I try to, you know, they have the, they got the, not kids, but the, you know, young adults out there that when you yell pull, they launch for you.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, I tip them out, you know, at the end of a round or whatever. And a lot of times they got to clean up all those shells too.
Right.
Try
right,
to be busting
right.
off, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I try to tip them off too.
Oh,
cool. So you got that, and then you got the trap and the skeet. I get confused on those two. Trap is one, the clays are coming away, going away from you.
Okay.
Then the other one, I think they're going to cross. Okay.
Okay.
Then the other game is called sporting clays, which is sort of like golf with a shotgun. And you have 10 stations throughout the woods.
Uh-huh.
And you see all these other games, when you're shooting, there's nothing. It's like clear field in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So all you do is see the clays.
Right.
When you do the sporting clays, you out in the woods. So there's trees and stuff. And you don't know the joint's going to get launched at the same time. Is it going to be one here?
Right, so you got to be on top of your game when you do that shit.
Exactly.
Ah.
So that's...
That sounds fun, though, man.
Man, it's so fun, man. It really is. So I'm shopping for a gun now.
So for someone that is just starting,
mm-hmm.
what would you suggest as far as the, you know, the skill level? Just when you just first coming in.
I mean... Being that it's all pretty much the same premise of the games,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they always say to start at the wobble because that's just a fun, quick game.
Okay.
When you start getting into the trap and skeet, that gets more competitive and people get a little bit more serious.
Gotcha.
and then the sporting clays, you know, you got to really, you know, you got a lot of shit to concentrate on.
Oh, gotcha.
So, okay. You know, but like I said, like mama never shot a shotgun, and she's killing it. What? She's hitting 18 out of 25.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
You know, usually my first round, I usually hit like 8 out of 25, but then my second round, I clean up and I'll hit like closer to 16.
Every time they come out the same way though, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope. It might go low, like to the ground. You got to get it before a drop. You
okay.
know, it comes out all different directions. All right. But it's always going to be 1-2, 1-2.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Definitely trying to get into it, man, you know.
Since I can't
get the old body to function on the court like I'm accustomed to.
Hey.
You know, picking up a new thing. Anyway, ready to get into this?
Man, I'm glad to be back with our folks, man.
Yeah, no,
let's do it. Let's
get
it.
This show started.
All right. Somebody should
call a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. Word on the street.
What up, Nick?
Hey, Pippin, what's going on? What's going on with you? Hey, word on the street is Pharrell. I said Pharrell.
Farewell.
Yeah. Pharrell Williams, Skateboard P. Okay, he's getting ready to make a movie. I don't know why he want to do this shit in the musical, but he's going to produce a movie musical based on his life. Okay, now, on the words on the street is they're going to call it Atlantis. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know why they're going to do that, man. But it's going to be based on him growing up in Virginia Beach. Okay, and I didn't know he was a local dude. I didn't know that. It's cool. But check this out, though. Did you know that he produced and he musically supervised Hidden Figures?
Mm-hmm. Did a whole lot.
Oh, you knew that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, dude, getting it. I didn't know that. But that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. Word on the street is, now, we all know Nia Long. Yeah, you know, she's a pretty girl. She was in The Best Man, Holiday, and all that kind of stuff like that. She was recently on Empire, the set of Empire. Man, they say that she's a real bitch when it comes to her being on the set. Okay, now on Empire, they're saying that, you know, she was constantly late on all kinds, and every time she had to be on the set, she was late. And her and Cookie, you know, couldn't get, you know, they couldn't see eye to eye, because everybody was like, God damn, why are you always late? And what's his name? Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence Howard was said that he was the one that to get her, you know, to come on Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But every time it was, you know, time for O'Neal to be on the set, she was late. And Cookie was like, what you on, CP time? And that really fucked Nia up. You know, but I mean, everybody's like that. I mean, come on, man. You can't be late on set every time, you know, when it's your time to be on the set or whatever, you know, whatever set you on or whatever. Oh, anyway. But, yeah, man, they say she's a real bitch. They say even on Best Man Holiday, you know, on the scene where, what's his name, Morris Chestnut, when his wife died, when everybody else supposed to have on black, they said Nia Long wanted to have on white in the goddamn funeral scene. And they say it got to the point where, you know, she was so adamant about it, they was like, all right, fuck it. Why the fuck you want to wear white in the funeral scene?
You know, it seems to me that, you know, like, she's starting to get that Halle Berry syndrome. Where, you know, you've been told that you look good for so damn long that now you know, you full of yourself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Where Nia used to be real humble. And back in the day, Halle Berry used to be sort of a humble figure.
Right.
You know, now it's now they both of them just seem to be so full of their damn self. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I heard she was like disrespectful to the makeup people, and like Cookie had to kind of step to her a little bit, and Taraji or whatever had to step to her or whatever.
But why do they? I mean, but why is it the money that makes them, you know, get like that?
So when you got enough people telling you your shit don't stink, you start to believe it after a while.
Oh, that's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? And some people are not able to humble themselves and remember how you got there and who got you there.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? So, but I mean, do you? Okay, let me ask you this question. Well, I don't know, so I'm just gonna ask. How much you think Nia is worth now? I mean, when it came to, you know.
I don't know. Easy to find out.
Okay. Because I want to know, when do you make enough money where you can start telling people, you know, when you come on a set, and not only come on a set, just show up late. I mean, come on, don't you want to
really? $13 million.
That's it? Mm-hmm. And, well, I guess that's enough for her.
Yeah, but it's again, it ain't even for her. It ain't even really. I don't think it has to do with the money. Mm. It's about the her looks, her beauty, how everyone falls down over her as she when she enters the room. Like, oh my God, Nia Long. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. She does this. Da 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 da. I think that gets to her head. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So and then trust me, you know. Well, I ain't even gonna get into the. That aspect of it, then people start saying I'm sexist or something. But if she want more money, she can get more money. She can hook up with some money if she wanted.
Oh yeah.
So
okay.
She go with her 13.
All right. But I give it to Nia. She's a sexy little broad though. I gotta give it to her, man.
She is an attractive lady. But my thing, when your personality starts becoming ugly, it takes like to me. You know, when Halle started doing all that kirking out and recycling husbands every 2 minutes and blah, 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 and trying to ruin people's careers and stuff, you know, she just became less attractive to me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
There you go. All right, Nia, girl, just straighten up, man, because you're going to fuck up your money. All the money that you can get in the near future, you're going to fuck it up because ain't nobody going to want to work with you. Let me see. Oh, Rick Ross and Gucci Mane. They got a movie, y'all. They got a movie. It's in works. They get ready to start on it, man. They don't know the name of it yet, or they don't know the premise of it. Oh, but, yeah. But, hey, we gonna see, man. I don't know. That joint might be pretty good.
Does it say whether it's going to be a comedy or a drama or?
No, they don't say. They don't even know the name of it.
With them two behind the creative process.
Right.
Or is it going to try to be like a action thriller?
Like a
ghetto boys in the hood.
Oh man. Like a Friday or like a belly joint. You never know.
Are they gonna be in the movie or are they just behind the writing and directing?
I don't know.
Or both. Because you know how black people are.
I don't know.
We feel we can do it all once. All we gotta do is see it one time.
Oh man. But you know what? Gucci Mane and Rick, I got them wanting to be in it. If not the main characters, you know, just in and out characters. In and out. Like Dame and Jay-Z and the help me out.
Dame and Jay and
State Property.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, I got Rick, man. Rick.
All through the damn movie.
Come on.
Come on. You know you owe me my money. Give me my money.
Cut. What? Is something in your throat? Why do you keep clearing your throat, sir?
I'm Rick Fraud. And I need my money.
Sound like Rick Asma over there.
Well, you know. Hey, you know he had problems. You know, if you have problems, so there you go.
Ain't that amazing? When he was big as a motherfucker, he was pretty much okay. Now he lost all that weight and he having these seizures and shit. What the fuck going on? Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
How about it is what it is. What are you gonna do?
But what's a movie that you know, Doc, that Rick Ross would have been good in?
Let me see.
Oh God, a
classic coming to America.
Okay.
She's your queen.
Oh my God.
To be.
Do I sound like Rick?
Nah, I don't.
But
you don't think he'd have tried to sing that joint though?
He would.
Nah, you know, Rick would have came out there and did his thing.
Okay.
She's your queen, make it clap, 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 clap. She's a bitch that's in the trap. You know what I'm saying?
Then you make it clap.
I think, yeah, he done came out on that.
Oh, okay, more of a rap type of thing than the singing.
Yeah, he came out
and
did his thing, you know, with his shirt off and his titties and shit.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. I didn't think about that.
I was trying to think of like Rick Ross and like A Few Good Men. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls. These walls are guarded by men with guns. Who gonna do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I got a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. Huh? You know what I'm saying? I can see him breaking down that whole Jack Nicklaus part right there.
Okay.
Either way, I have neither the time nor inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the very blanket of protection in which I provide, then questions the manner in which I provide it.
Damn.
I'd rather you just say thank you and be on your way.
That was good.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta hit one of them type of things.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're gonna drop. Hey, Deeps is out there. This is your time to shine.
All right.
Y'all know the number 202-750-1437. Let us know what movie would Rick Ross have killed it in. Or what movie would Rick Ross have been funny as fuck, John? Replacing Rick Ross in that character. And drop that line, man.
Drop that
line on the voicemail, y'all. Let's have some fun with this one.
Yeah, boy.
No doubt.
Hey, I got one more little thing, man. On a serious note. They got this book that's coming out, okay? Now, this is a kid's book, okay? It's a book. It's called The Farm Boy Falls in Love with a Prince. The Farm Boy Falls in Love with a Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, y'all heard what I just said, had just said. Is this a book that you would want your kids to read?
Or is it a book that you would read to your kids?
Well, yeah. Hmm. Either way.
Interesting. Now, is this book just coming out, or are they going to introduce this book into the school system?
Or? Well, I don't know if they're going to introduce it into the school system, but it's coming out.
Okay.
It's coming out. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that it's a book that, you know, it's too early to introduce to a young people. You know,
that is a
slippery slope to tackle. I won't put you out there, but I mean, you have daughters. Mm-hmm. I have son and daughters.
All right.
How would you feel like if you came in the room and your daughter was reading that?
Well, if she was reading and she already got her hands on to it, I'm pretty sure that she would ask me for my interpretation or it. But
what would your feelings be, though?
But you know what? See, that's different because my daughter already knows the difference. You know, I mean, because I know she knows because she's already told me. But if she was reading the book and she didn't understand what was going on, I would break it down for her. You know what I'm saying? But it wouldn't be a book that I would go and buy and tell her to, you know, for her to read. Now, okay, she had already picked it up or it was, you know, in their library, brewery or whatever. That's fine. But, you know, that's not something that I would, you know, have my kids at a young age read. I would pretty much want them to grow up and decide, right, you know, what they want to, you know, what they want to, how they want to be, what they want to do in their lives. But I wouldn't go out and buy literature just for them to see what's going on in the world. Cause young minds.
You know, children are definitely impressionable, but I just think at the rate in which things are progressing right now, I mean, that's running rampant at, you know, shortly after elementary school, if not in elementary school, that lifestyle is being introduced. Okay. I don't know. I honestly don't know how I would feel. Unfortunately, I kind of feel like there would be some sort of double standard between, you know, my daughters, if I would have found my daughters reading it versus my son reading it. And that's just me. That's just growing that maybe I have to do. I mean, I do believe in, you know, teach his own. But I think I would definitely talk to them after it and kind of see where their thoughts are and, you know, kind of get a feel for what's on their mind after they read it, what are their thoughts and, you know, how it affected them, if it affected them, if they gave a damn, what have you.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, Deeps, there you go. You got some more to chime in on, man. Queen out here. I'm just glad we were able to keep that one politically correct and didn't take it where it didn't need to go while she wasn't here.
Oh, man.
No, Queen, she'd have been...
Uh-huh.
Good God.
Right.
Anyway.
Let me see. I think that pretty much wraps up what I have to say. Y'all stay tuned. Got a lot of more. Right back.
You know, baby, I realize we've had a lot of misunderstandings and some harsh words between us because I couldn't quite get it together. But I tell you something, I decided I'm going to go on and straighten up and fly right, you know, take care of business like I'm supposed to. Tell you what's happening, darling. This is what it's all about. Because I know if I take care of you, you're going to take care of me. And that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. It's your man, Big P, along with Mark and Doc Wiley.
Hey, hey.
All right, so unless you've been living on Gilligan's Island for the past month or two, there's been a lot going on in the rap world when it comes to beefs. Everybody's talking about Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma joint, and Foxy jumping in, and Queen Latifah jumping in, and everybody just catfighting and everything. And that's been talked about ad nauseum. Then there's been a couple other little, you know, dust ups here and there, but nothing too much of note. But one that surfaced in the last couple weeks, that is, it's sort of staying under the radar, but it's a hell of a bomb that was dropped, is the one that Rick Ross dropped on Birdman. And that was just a complete annihilation.
Bird, just don't even
respond, Slim. You've lost. You will lose. You're going to continue to lose. Just leave that Rick Ross shit alone, bro. It was just that crucial. So, but you know what? There was a little slight beef that completely went under the radar that sort of bothered me a little bit. And no one talked about this beef. Now, for all of you hip-hop heads out there, you know at year's end every year, my man, Mad Skills, puts out the year, the year-end wrap-up, where he basically does his rap about everything that happened in the year. He's been rocking that lane for, shit, damn near about 10 years now. And that's just, you know, he does his thing every year. He drops the year-end wrap-up. Well, this year, this newbie wanted to jump in the ring, Uncle Murder, and he wanted to do his year-end wrap-up. And, you know, in doing so, he took a little baby swipe at Mad Skills. And I was rapping with one of my homies or whatever that we rap about music every now and then. He's a little bit younger than me, maybe about 10 years, 11 years younger than me, somewhere around in there. And he was just feeling that the Uncle Murder joint was better. And I'm trying to figure out, is my bias for Mad Skills blinding me into not realizing that he may be right? I still think the Mad Skills joint was a little bit better because it was more relevant. His lyrics were a little bit tighter. And, you know, it's his lane. You know what I'm saying? It's what he does.
Okay.
So I figured what I would do, since nobody else is talking about it, I'm going to bring it on my show. And I'm going to hear what the Deepsters have to say. So I'm going to play both. We're going to do the Uncle Murder year-end wrap-up. And then we'll do Mad Skills after that.
All right?
And we'll let the listeners decide. Here we go.
New York, Brooklyn. We're gonna wrap this year up in 5, 4,
we gonna start
3,
up with Kanye.
2,
he had
1.
A busy year. Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love gossip, bitches want me to talk about it. It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. You heard what happened, niggas want me to talk about it. Sick crazy, niggas want me to talk about it.
Niggas in Paris, Kanye, Jay-Z. Niggas in Paris, Raw, Kim, KB. Gay man, he ain't get a call from Jay-Z. Jay like niggas get raw, they be. J. Cole kicked you out, you was down. He no controversy sales, he got an album out now. Damn, yeah, the people don't trust you. Bush don't like black people, but you think Donald Trump do? Don't meet with Donald Trump to talk about us, yeah. You ain't got the answers, just like you told
you.
It's the truth, I ain't talking greasy, yeah. Just know the streets still rock with them Yeezys, yeah. But Rihanna ain't rocking with Travis. Somebody should have told him that she was a savage. He like, pick up the phone, baby, I know you're home, baby. Is a dub, nigga, no more dates. She ain't pick up the phone cause she was creeping with Drake. You was just another dude on the hit list. Even Mad Skills got it like, I flip this. Fuck it if he don't, yeah, I Debo'd his shit. Heard you last year saying that little slick shit.
I heard you.
Took a meeting with 50 Deal done in the hour. I'm genuine now, you might see me on power. 50
Jim Jones still got problems. Kim told Andy Jimmy Yang from Harlem. Crazy. Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, some bitches want me to talk about it. It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. Yo, what happened, niggas want me to talk about it. Man, that game P first, Meek Millie. Got my nigga Beanie Siegel knocked out in Philly. Troy Gav at the club on camera landing clap. Troy got shot, got up, start shooting back. And now Troy Gav fighting the case. Got shot again on Christmas, he can't get a break. Bobby took 7, so Riley could get 7 years. He could've took a plea, been home in the gear. Hey yo, Bobby, we salute ya. Designer got famous for Satellite Future. Gucci came home ready for marriage. Drake bought a Ferrari for 21 Savage. Man, I think he did that to get Meek mad. Drake still got mainstream on they knee pads. I mean, you see, he did a Miller his first week. Jeezy outsold Meek Miller his first week. J. Cole did a half a Miller his first week. Trump need to get killed in office his first week. Yeah, I saw Tiny dancing on Mayweather. For the kids, I hope I and T.I. stay together. I watch they show, I like their chemistry. If he cheat, Tiny cheat back, but not with the enemy. Kodak Black fighting a rape charge. I think the nigga did it. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all. Kodak innocent. Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, some bitches want me to talk about it. It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. Yo, what happened, niggas want me to talk about it. Who was on Shade Room? Who was on Boiler Alert? Who was on Academics? Who feelings you want me to hurt? Adrian Broner talking about suicide. Niggas on the gram was like, hurry up, do it and die. Soulja Boy beefing with Quavo, got locked up. Lucky they ain't finding Draco. That boy got more beef than the burger. On Instagram, he pulled out a purple burner. That's a good gun, the pistol with Lil Yachty with. Like, that's for Biggie, that's what you get for popping shit.
Watch him out.
And tell Lil Kim, my man, for bringing Rich on me, Quar, not making Biggie look bad.
Wow.
He was fucking up the words to a classic. The way the nigga dance, I think the nigga a faggot. Rest in peace to the greatest, Muhammad Ali. Mr. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Dave Chappelle came back, got 60 mil. Whoa. Man, rest in peace to Prince, he overdosed on pills. Remember Purple Rain had that vibe. Damn, Tommy for Martin when no John died. LeBron did it for Cleveland and got that ring. Bernard Hopkins got knocked out the fucking ring. No Durant, Russell Westbrook doing this thing. Durant, Dick Ryan, Golden State to get a ring. Can't beat him, so you join him, right? You a traitor, fuck cancer. Rest in peace to Craig Sager. Future said, fuck Diddy, Diddy ain't give him no Ciroc. He fucked Scotty Pippen, wife and some Gucci flip-flops. Kobe scored 60 his last game. AI got inducted in the Hall of Fame. Baby still ain't pay Lil Wayne. Told the Breakfast Club, put some respect on his name.
All three of y'all.
Young and May getting that money. Ooh, hottest record in the country. Mary J. Blige don't want no more drama. Going through a divorce, her husband trying to rob her.
He a bum.
Black China Kardashian. She had a baby with Rob Kardashian.
She came up.
Took the baby, then left that fat fuck. Now he on the gram like she left me and took her stuff. She ain't love you or like you like that. She used you to get poppin' and pay Tiger back. Should've beat that from the beginning. Amber Rose had a TV show, these hoes winning. Chloe still can't keep her legs shut. If you a rapper or a ball player, she'll let you fuck.
For real.
Hey, 6 months, she switch them up. I wanna put my thumb in Kylie Jenner butt.
Ew.
I'm just playing, but 21 Savage ain't. He want fucker, he think Tiger sucker.
Me too.
Police surrounded Chris Brown grim, cause some white chick lied about some shit he did. Cat Williams got choked out by a little kid. Misha Lay showed us what Dr. Dre did. He was
head.
Looking like a young Ike Turner. He just beat her ass, he shot at her with the burner.
That's a nigga with an attitude.
Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, some bitches want me to talk about it. Shooting the cars while kids in the back. Man, not even Scarface would've did that. We catch it on camera and nothing don't happen. Cops got killed in Dallas, that needed to happen. Blame the government for that, that's their fault. Police kill us, get probation in the same court. They give us life and if we catch a body. Yes, they got the power, get it right like Tommy. America's racist and they ain't hiding it. Trump won the KKK, is out of retirement. You know them crackers don't like our skin color, they hate us. Rest in peace to Tupac, mother, dear mama. God bless the Venus Shakur. She wouldn't like Kaepernick for kneeling down on the floor. When the national anthem play, they don't respect us. They kill us and lock us up, they don't serve and protect us.
They don't.
Trump the new president, what you mad for? How long y'all thought the president was gonna be black for? Barack Obama did his thing, but he was just another puppet on the government string.
I'm just saying.
This year we had a lot of deaths. We lost Shorty Lowe and Bankroll Fresh. Fight Dog and
champion hoodies. Salute to Dave East, Dog Q, and A Boogie. Play this for Mad Skills, he gon' hate it. Fed John, Remy, Grammy nominated. Remy and Nicki taking shots at each other too. Rap is a sport, man, that's what they supposed to do. Yeah, that's the essence of hip-hop. DJ Juski gon' love the hip-hop. Drake with J-Lo on some Buffy shit. Mariah never heard of J-Lo, that's some funny shit. Man, I'm off this, enough with say here. Wonder who I'ma throw under the bus next year. Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, some bitches want me to talk about it.
All right. A little lengthy.
I'm glad you started talking. I was going to cut that joint off.
I don't know what the hell you're going to cut off. I'm in the middle of a show. God damn it. So there you go. That was Uncle Murder. You know, he was doing this thing. I don't know how you felt about that.
I like that jump. You said it was a little lengthy, but he hit everything.
I give him that, but you can't tell me at some point. I've listened to this a couple times.
Okay.
And I can't get through that whole thing without sort of dozing off and like, I got to pick up some damn elbow macaroni today.
And the Kardashian thing he stayed on for a minute.
I'm not even going. You know, let's hear the other one.
Okay,
and then we'll sort of make our decision from there.
All right.
It was a bummer. Looking back, it kind of makes me wonder how I came and went and damn it took everybody under. It's crazy out here, and even though it was tough, I'ma run it back. This is 2016 wrap up. Different when the Super Bowl Cam came up short. Leo got his Oscar, and El Chapo got caught. They got mosquitoes with the Zika, so don't get bit. Peyton and Kobe Bryant both called it quits. I gotta admit, fam, I get mad as shit when I swipe my card and they say no, you gotta use your chip. Damn, Daniel. Hamilton was lit. Who let Kanye West get $53 million in debt? And Rihanna went to work without taking a pause. Ice is popping and y'all worried about bathroom laws? Come on, fam. How that sound? So we out here standing up just so y'all can sit down? Warriors went on a streak and then they got served. Panda was a hit and we couldn't understand the words. And Khaled kept snapping. These youngers keep mumbling. I guess y'all call that rapping. I seen stranger things. Come on, dude. Y'all out here shooting gorillas and punching kangaroos. Janet Jackson pregnant at 50, dawg. So for you old bros, it might be smoke for y'all. I ain't throwing shade, it ain't that deep. Shit, I don't want nobody out here fucking with me in these streets. Then Birdman ran up on Charlamagne. And Lil Wayne still not putting respect on his name. Michael left Kelly trying to get paid. But the world stopped when Beyonce dropped Lemonade. She slayed and overshared. And y'all still trying to find out about Becky with the good hair. As far as questions, I got one. Hey, Hov and B, is y'all finished or is y'all done? Son, I don't know if it was fake. I know KD did the Running Man challenge all the way to Golden State. The whole year made no sense. Dog, we live in a world without Muhammad Ali and no Prince. Then Gucci came home. And he looked so different. Y'all was like, nah, that's gotta be a clone. Y'all was glued to your phones. And LeBron got it done for the Cavs. Brought the chip back home. Snapchatting all over the place. I swear to God, if I see one more girl with a dog on her face, it was a sad year for show. Instead of being woke, though, y'all wanted to play Pokemon Go. And rap got weird, should we be concerned? Young thug in a dress, young jock got a perm. And everybody was in the presidential race. Lion Rocky, or we gets the Michael Phelps face. Game and meat beefing, Hillary and Trump. Cap took a knee, T.I. Brad Pitt got dunked. And Trump said he gon' build a wall on the border. Y'all'll probably go to flip bottles of water. The snowstorm had the East Underground. They kept shooting black men, but wouldn't shoot killer clowns. They kept telling us to use our voices, knowing damn well that they ain't really give us no choices. Get an iPhone with no headphone cord, or get a Galaxy and go and meet the Lord. See, they go low and we go high. You only got two friends, why you trying to go live? I'ma miss the Obamas, I don't wanna see them go. My prayers to everyone that we lost in Orlando. Oscars are so white, they had to get Chris Rock. And the album of the year had to be Anderson .Paak. Cubs finally won, Usain was on fire. Melania Trump hired the wrong ghostwriter. I'm petty with the manners, cause I think Kim K got robbed by Joanne the scammer. Ooh, writers keep testing me. They making rappers, but they ain't got the recipe. Yeah, that's facts. Shout to Young M.A. for bringing New York back. And I hear y'all talking about Kanye is fine. What a us, it look like Kanye lost his mind. Cowboys kept balling, them boys in the zone. Bryson Tiller came along and kept telling us don't. I'm highly favored. I clap back on my haters. I feed them beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. The mannequin challenge, yo, that's how y'all feel. The world moving, dog. We just can't stand still. Beyonce made sure y'all got a formation. One time for Fight Dog from the Zulu Nation. Did Drake bag J-Lo? I say kinda, but y'all was all up in arms over robbing China. And that's the new level of female pimping. Biggest L of the year goes to Hillary Clinton. You ask me, man, I thought she had it made. You ask me now? Shit, I think we all got played. Another sign of the times, and now the whole world laughing at her, sounding like Chewbacca mom. 2016 was a bully and a punk. On top of that, now we got to deal with Donald Trump. Pardon me as I vent. Bro, we made a reality star, the president. And that just makes me sick, talking about I gotta give him a chance. Nah, I ain't gotta give him shit. It's gonna be hard to cope, because you can't have progress, dog, if you don't have hope. More pros, less rookies. And if America's ours, then how we let her get grabbed by the pussy? They say I sound mad off the cuff. Oh, I sound mad? Y'all sound mad enough. So from here on out, we gotta set the tone. Y'all protect yourself and protect your own. And way too many people got called back home. 2016, you could go, and I'm glad you gone. Felt like a long, bad dream. I'm wishing y'all love and light. Welcome to 2017.
So.
Okay.
There you have it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Give me your honest thoughts, yeah, though.
Well, he covered a lot more things in that rap than, you know, than the other one. And, I mean, it was on point. It was on time. Man. The whole flow, the whole site, that was tight. It was tight.
I mean, to me, it was clean. You can hear what he was saying. You know, the Uncle Murder joint, I had to go back and was like, what? I ain't get, you know, because on the Uncle Murder joint, he used like a lot of 2013, 14, 15 to set up what he was going to say in 16 on a lot of parts.
Okay.
Where Skills just kept it clean. Right. Just boom, 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 point, right. Point, point, point. Yeah. You know,
No doubt.
And, you know, then listening to Skills again, I'm glad that, you know, I missed it the first time I heard it. Or the first couple times I heard it, actually, that he did kind of clap back at Murder, you know, in a cool, calm way.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool. I thought he took the high road at first and left it alone, but I kind of heard two little shots in there. So, okay. Big up for Man Skills on that. But it's just me, man. My boy says it's the old school in me that I'm giving a nod to the old school artists. Hi, Sachi. So Doc Sachi's going to join us.
Oh, unbelievable. Hey, Sachi. Shout out
to Disobedient Dog. She is just out of control. No wonder she's not supposed to be down here.
That's all right. She here now.
Yeah, whatever. She'll get a whipping in a minute. Right. Anyway. So, Deepsis, once again, man, it's up to you. It's in your hands. We want to hear from you. What is your thoughts? Sachi, get out of here. We want to hear your thoughts. Uncle Murder, Mad Skills.
No doubt. No doubt.
2016 wrap up. You know, let us know what you think. Let us know all that stuff. Let us know if you want to hear, like if there had to be a title, like if this was the title fight to see who's going to do the wrap ups going forward.
Right.
You know, let me hear what you got to say. Let me hear what you thinking, what you feel, and all that good stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean,
Sox, you better like piss down here, boy. Don't piss on no equipment now. All
right. Sox, you knocked the fuck out. Well, we got to skadoodle, skedaddle. We played around in the studio long enough while the estrogen was not here to temper our moods and spirits.
Yeah, how about that, man?
We got to talk about what the hell we want
there
to talk
you go,
about.
Man. There
we
you
had
go.
To listen to Queen talking about, no, let's take that part out and let's do this.
Right.
Know, we get to just fuck all that. We talk about what we want to talk about.
You know what I'm
today,
saying?
You know?
And correcting our English and shit. Like she always do, man.
Queen could not. Queen, we love us. Queen
like
will be
Queen.
Editing our show. She let us rock out. Queen's the ultimate. They will be back. Damagina, she should be back. God, who's all the people? We got some guests coming up possibly next week.
Yeah.
Drew Baby told me to give y'all a message. She love y'all. She's going to be getting ready to start her 2017 campaign, popping in and out as she does and sees fit. So, got a whole bunch of stuff coming up, man. Don't think that the little interruptions that you guys have been getting. Yeah, thank you, Sachi, for letting your presence be known. Don't let these interruptions make you feel that anything is wrong in this camp. This camp is strong. This camp is fine.
That's
we
right.
are good.
Right.
You know, we just living life, and you know how that happens, man. Mm-hmm. Any podcaster that is not paid to have a show on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis are going to have times of absence.
That's right. That's
so
right.
If it's not your primary
Everybody
job, even if it is a primary job, you get sick days and you get vacation days.
Oh,
so
man.
Understand that. We appreciate y'all for rocking out. Oh my God, Miss Angie Davis, thank you so much.
Gracias.
For your love and support as always, man. So timely because, you know, all this music and stuff that's played over here, y'all was about to get a whole bunch of beatboxing. So, yeah. Angie. Miss Angie Ange, definitely appreciate your donation. It definitely helps us keep the rolls of duct tape and packs of bubble gum to keep things together in here together. So appreciate that.
Oh, man.
Doc.
Yes, sir.
Any shout outs?
Let me give a shout out to, let me see, my brother James at a job, my brother Kevin Kev. They want to come on the show, y'all, so we're going to have to try to hook that up when we can. Shout-outs to my wife, LaShawn, Kayla Kay, my daughter, and Buddy Bud, my dog. We're looking all smooth right now.
Shout-out to everyone you've ever known.
Yeah, they're all.
Wow. Well, look, we got to get out of here, dog. We, running over, and this show that I've been following for the last 4 weeks has come to its conclusion. I need to watch this and all that good shit. So we got the roll.
All right.
Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back next week. Do it all over again. Remember to send us your emails, your feedback, and all that good stuff. 202-750-1437. Even if you want to just drop a line just to say, hey, I'm a listener and I'm out here. Just wanted to let you know. I appreciate that. I'm your man, Big B. That's my man, Doc, over there.
Hey.
As always, when we get the hell up out of here, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddammit. All of you out.
forever.